Risa Jenkins returned to her home shortly after polls closed at 7:30. She greeted voters at the polls since 6:30 a.m., but the chaos didn't stop once she reached her driveway. Her three children were running around the house. Guests were coming in and out.
Hello.
And she was frantically trying to set up her home with food, drinks, and COVID safety protections for her guests at her election night party. Eventually, Jenkins got to take a breath. She saw the election results. She had won their election for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education, along with Mike Sharp and George Griffin. All three candidates gathered at Jenkins' house. They were the only ones endorsed for the Board of Education race by local groups like Indie Week, the Daily Tar Heel, and the Progressive Democrats. Sharp said they didn't know each other before the campaign, but decided to endorse one another because they shared similar visions for the direction of the board.
We discovered quickly that we had a lot of the same priorities, and that's what gave us the impetus to sort of support each other.
The three candidates come from different backgrounds. Sharp is a teacher, Jenkins is a mother and PTA member, and Griffin is a former principal. Jenkins said having diversity in viewpoints is part of what made the night so special.
Being a single parent, it's going to be an opportunity to provide a different voice, a different perspective to the board that I think we haven't really had. Hopefully, we can bring some great decisions and outcomes for students.
At polling stations throughout Orange County, the three candidates handed out navy blue campaign pamphlets, urging voters to select the trio. While they each said it was exhausting being outside for 13 hours, Sharp said it meant a lot to see how much voters cared about education issues.
I started working at 6:30 and went all the way till 7:30 and then went home and started watching, you know, to find out the numbers. And it was absolutely exhausting. And then every time that I felt like it was exhausting, I heard from somebody else that supported me and I was reinvigorated.
At the end of the night, Griffin, Jenkins, and Sharp earned more than 85% of the total vote, beating out the other three candidates. Jenkins said they will continue to engage in dialogue together as they join the four returning members of the Board of Education in the winter. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.